USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's latest rally remark to get attention is when he praises a Montana congressman, Greg Gianforte, for body slamming a reporter in 2017.
Greg is smart. And by the way, never wrestle him. You understand that? Never. Any guy that can do a body slam, he's my kind.
A number of sailors injured after a helicopter crashes on board an aircraft carrier. The USS Ronald Reagan was sailing in the Philippine Sea today when the MH-60 Seahawk chopper crashed on the flight deck. The Navy says none of the injuries are life-threatening. Hurricane Michael continues to have a deadly impact, with the death toll now up to 34 from the storm. And this is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
A new report on the best cities to look for a job. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details.
The job recruiting website Glassdoor.com coming up with its rankings based on the number of job openings in a city, the median income those jobs pay, and the city's median home value. And according to the website, with that formula, there are currently 92,000 available jobs in Pittsburgh, making it number one. St. Louis coming in at number two on the list, followed by Indianapolis, Cincinnati, and Hartford, Connecticut.
I'm still playing. When I don't enjoy the game no more, I won't play no more. So I'm still in the lineup. I'm still playing. I'm still having a lot of fun.
Sports. LeBron James making his debut as an L.A. Laker.
I mean, I'm excited about the game of basketball. So no matter where I am, I'm always excited about playing a game that I love. And, you know, this is an opportunity for me to go out and play. So that's very exciting.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump says it certainly appears missing Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi dead. The president briefed on the situation before flying to Montana for a Make America Great Again rally. There's a new book out on former President Ronald Reagan. USA Radio's Tim Berg interviewing the author. Here's his report.
Civility these days seems to be gone from politics, whether it's the left versus right on social media, the right versus left on TV, cable news, or even on the radio. We're against each other and divided as a nation. Well, I had a chance to sit down and chat with Bob Spitz. He's author of a new book titled Reagan, An American Journey. And one of the things I asked him was, what can we learn from Ronald Reagan regarding bipartisanship and how to work with each other?
I think more than anything that we owe Reagan is his ability to compromise. Look, he fought like cats and dogs with Tip O'Neill, who was the Democratic Speaker of the House. But at the end of the day, they would meet in Reagan's office and chat companionably like two 70-year-old Irishmen and dip into his liquor cabinet. And they learned how to compromise, and they got things done.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Taking a look at your money now, stocks down on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average losing 327 points to close at 25,379. That's a loss of 1.5%. The Nasdaq dropping 157 and the S&P 500 losing 40 points. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.